Open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10. And the title of my talk is Provoke to Growth. And I suppose in this world today, you know, people don't like to be critical of anyone. They don't like any critiquing these days. And, you know, they don't like anyone to point out anything in their lives that could change. And well, none of us like having our faults pointed out, but unless we actually do, we can't get better, can we? We can't actually go forward. And I suppose what made me think about this a bit is even when people give talks, I remember, you know, the very first talk I ever gave when it was in a house meeting, and I went there and there was two pastors there, and one of these pastors said to me, "You use too many euphemisms in your talk." I thought, yeah, whatever that word means. And too many ochorisms and that sort of thing. But that was Pastor Jock, by the way. He probably doesn't remember. But but if we're to be honest, you know, there's certain things we do, all of us. And in every aspect of our life, I suppose it's like that. And in this world, it's all about, you know, the woke, you know. I looked up that word and all I got was the word wok, you know, but woke, which really is, you know, everyone jumps on the bandwagon and minority groups and sort of, you know, and even in the Lord, you know, we can sometimes come down to how people in the world think. And we don't, of course, want to become like that. And we want to be people, of course, that the Lord is showing us things and we're learning things. And the Bible says if we're not chastised, we're not sons, or we're not daughters of the living God, which, you know, which means we've got to be prepared to actually, you know, have people point things out in our lives. And we just read here in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 24, and it says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works." Now, this scripture here, I'm not going to read it all, but it goes on to talk about not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, etc. But it says, as you see the day approaching, and I believe it's something for us in this day and age that we've got to make sure. This word provoke means incitement, contention and dispute and anger. So it's actually quite a serious word. It's something that really is saying, you know, there's going to be times where, you know, dispute and anger, or you're going to discuss things where you maybe need to make an improvement. And, you know, I was going to talk a little bit about muscle building, which, to be honest, when this guy's up here, he knows all about that. He's a physio, so I've got to be careful what I say. But in simplicity, you know, muscle repair and growth, when you exercise and lift weights, you create tiny tears in your muscle fibers, and increased muscle mass can lead to less body fat, a stronger immune system, improved energy levels, and reduced stress. And I was thinking about that, and that's why I said provoke to growth. So if you think about this, if you're lifting weights, to build up to heavier weights, you've actually got to have little tears in your muscles, so that they can grow, so that you can lift heavier weights and you're able to do more. And it's no different in the Lord, is it? You know, if we want to be able to do more, we've got to be prepared to be provoked. And, you know, sometimes it can be just a little bit of encouragement here and there, but, you know, even when someone comes, you know, you visit people, maybe there's someone who's sick, you know, and the thought of going and visiting them, you might think, oh, you know, I don't know them that well, you know, I don't know if I can do that. But if you think about it, if you just do it, you'll get there, you'll have some prayer with them and you'll grow. It's only a small thing, but you're going to grow. And it's like visiting someone who's gone through a hard time, or you're in a meeting and you see someone on their own and you think, oh, you know, I can't do that. You know, I can't go to that person. I can't go and talk to that person. Well, just think, you're going to grow. And the next time it gets easier. And the time after that, it gets easier. And before you know it, it's easy. Why? Because you've built your muscles stronger. Because you can do these things. And I'm not saying we don't do these things, but I was talking to a brother recently and he said, and he's a fella you wouldn't necessarily expect to say this, but I was talking to him and he said, "I just learnt whatever I'm asked to do, I just say yes." All right? Do you think he grows in the Lord? Well, people said, that's how we grow, isn't it? And that's how our muscles grow. And like I said with this scripture, it's for us in the last days, because this world now, they don't want to be shown anything that's wrong in their life. They don't want to know about anything that they can change. You know, like we heard yesterday, they don't know if they're male or female, and some children now, at a young age, they're deciding these things about what they are, and even some children, which I find ironic, want to be cats or dogs, you know, and can't go into too much about that, but it's horrific. And, you know, they just want to do what pleases them, you know, what satisfies them. But the Lord, of course, with him, things are totally different. I'm just thinking about this. We'll just go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. You know, with muscles and, you know, exercising, that type of thing, they say it's use it or lose it. And it's no different in the Lord, is it? We either use what the Lord's given to us, or we lose it. You know, if we're not praying in the Holy Spirit, of course, we're going to eventually get to the stage where we lose our vision. And there's many things like that where we just need to keep using what the Lord's given to us. And there's another scripture, of course. This is when Paul was talking to Timothy, and he's actually imploring him as he takes over the work. We use this scripture quite often for witnessing and that, but really in context, it's talking to Timothy from Paul, and it says in chapter 4, verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So this is an encouragement, of course, for Paul and for the oversight, how they go about things, and it's not to be heavy-handed, but it says with certain situations there's reproving, rebuking and exhorting. Who's ever been reproved before? All of us. You know, that's because we're children of the living God. And sometimes it's actually good for us to be, you know, have encouragement in the right direction. And you know, I was thinking about this, and the gym that we go to, Justin and Linda go there, and you know, and when she was saying that this 6'3" guy, she was standing in front of the lockers there, and he's about 3 foot wide, this guy, and edges her out of the way. And if you know Linda, I mean, she's very petite, you know, but it's not a matter of actually, you know, muscling people or that type of thing. But certainly when things are done in love and we respond to it, then what happens? You know, it helps us. We grow. Our muscles grow. We're able to do more. You know, the gym where we go to, there's these three old guys. Well, they're old. They're 93 years of age. And I reckon they spend half the day there. Most of the time they're just talking. But, you know, they're there at the gym, and literally they're doing these weights, you know, and they're about 2 kilos, but, you know, that's good. But they're exercising. And, you know, I said to this one guy one day, I said, you're my hero. He said, why? I said, because, you know, you're here every day, you know, and you're doing these things. I said that because I witnessed to him one day. He was sitting on a machine doing nothing, you know, and I said, are you all right? What are you thinking about? And he was actually contemplating about his son who committed suicide, and about how his wife had left him and his family had, you know, deteriorated. And I spoke to him, and guess what he did? Got his other two 92-year-olds to gang up on me and pay me out. But he's just started saying hello to me again recently. But it took a while. But the point is, I guess, you know, with each and every one of us, you know, we can do that little bit more. We can push that little bit further, you know, and whatever it be, whether it be, like I said, you know, praying together. If you're together as, you know, fellowship, a few of you, and someone says, oh, let's have 10 minutes prayer in the spirit. If you're like, are you serious? You know, what's the matter? You know, let's provoke each other in that way. You know, as we have fellowship, I know one brother, he says, whenever someone leaves his house, they pray in the Spirit together. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to promote, of course, and we want to do these things. And each and everything we do, if we desire to be built up, then the Lord's going to bless us. We think about Stephen there, who, you know, to start with, he was waiting on tables. And within him, I believe he'd been praying, he'd been seeking the Lord, he'd been wanting to do whatever he could to please the Lord, and they come to him and said, look, here's someone full of the Holy Ghost, let's get him to wait on tables. And things changed from there, didn't they? It's a bit like, you know, I think about him and I think about Pastor Mark Wacho. He was very much like that. You know, he's not here so I can talk about him, but, you know, as a young lad, he was praying, he was seeking the Lord, and an opportunity come to go to Christchurch, and he took it, and he's grown. And whatever it be, if we take those opportunities, then we're going to grow. You know, and what did it say about Stephen afterwards? It said, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Just from that small saying, yes, that opportunity for growth, that opportunity to do something that people didn't expect to be able to do. Yeah, I was thinking about Joel. You know, when he was about 15, he, I remember we were in the caravan one day and, just over the hill here, and Joel had been doing some weights, a few little weights, one day he says, look, I got a ball. he actually, you know, because he'd been doing these weights, he actually started to get some muscle when he was 15 and he was so excited. It's like us in the Lord, isn't it? When we start doing things and it happens, oh, I had this witness, you know. The young ones, I think about Callum who, you know, prayed for his mate at school when he had a bad leg and he prayed for him. He received the Holy Ghost. This guy received the Holy Ghost and his leg was healed. He was so excited. And why not? So all these things, you know, we just push that a little bit more. I've already run out of time. I'll just say one thing in closing. Some people want it to happen. Some people wish it would happen. Others make it happen. And Michael Jordan said that. And in the natural, he made it happen. Let's make it happen, all the people said.